Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. It's indeed fun to go to the YMCA, and we are thrilled that Brian Davis from the Hastings Area YMCA has come into our studios today to tell us all the great things that are going on. Brian, great to see you.
You too. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're heading into kind of this yucky March time where the weather's yucky, but it's always, 72 and bright inside the Y?
Oh, 72 and bright inside the Y. It's about 88 and humid inside the pool.
Oh, but that's okay, right?
That's okay.
Isn't it supposed to
be? It's supposed to be, exactly.
So there's always something fun to do, but I bet this is an exciting time for you because I know how much you like to see the kids do sports, and we're coming upon that time where they can get outside soon.
They can, hopefully. I mean, if we keep this up, maybe we'll get out a little earlier this year.
Right, right. So tell us what is going on, please.
Well, you know, we've got session two starting soon. It's interesting. The classes will start the week after spring break.
And what is this in, please?
Oh, my goodness. We have got three-on-three basketball, which is for third graders through sixth graders, which is a little bit different than our normal basketball in the sense that they play a half-court game, three on each team. But they travel to different YMCA branches, or they come here, the same as we did with our regular league. And it's a good opportunity for the kids to learn a half-court game in a more encapsulated type of format. For the first and second graders, we will continue our basketball league. And from the looks of the last time I looked at registrations, we will have a girls' team and a boys' team, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
So I'm really happy to see them extending their season a little bit.
So for that age group, do you lower the basket?
We do. It's at 9 feet.
And what's it typically?
10 feet.
10 feet. Oh, it's not much lower.
Okay. It's only a foot. They got to start figuring it out. So we lowered a foot until they get to third grade, and then we raise it up to 10 feet. And from there, they're on the game on from that point forward.
Fun.
So that's really good stuff. And then we've got we're going to be doing some baseball training. We're keeping that group very small though. There's only 12 spots in total, and that's ages 7 through 10 roughly. And those kids will be working on their hitting nets. They will be working on their fielding, their throwing, and some elements like that that we'll start working with them on until we can get them outside.
So that is something that you want to keep small, or you just don't have the numbers?
No, I'm keeping it small on purpose. We want to make small intimate so we can really give them a lot of individualized attention and getting them ready to rock and roll with that.
And so when you say rock and roll, where do they go from there?
From there, they'll go on to our in-house baseball league, which is run by Raider Nation Baseball in partnership with the Y.
Okay.
That the practices will start in May. The opening day is in first Saturday in June.
Okay.
And I'm already excited about that. We have well over 250 children registered for that, and it goes all the way from T-ball all the way up through what we call our minor league, which is up through age 9. After that, they move on to traveling baseball after that.
And is that part of HYAA? Is that the group?
No, HYAA takes on traveling baseball at 10 years old and up. 9 years old in some cases, but 10 years old and up for the most part. And up until then, it's in-house, and they all play right here, and we keep them with us until they're 9 years old.
Okay. And then I'm just trying to figure out how this all works, going back to the little cuties. Where is T-ball in this?
T-ball is the very beginning of all this fun stuff. They start at age 4, and we move them up through there, and then they go from there to what we call our farm ball, which is 6 and 7-year-olds, and then minor leagues is 8 and 9-year-olds.
So T-ball is co-ed, yes?
Yes.
And then
it's all co-ed.
So baseball is co-ed also?
Oh, yeah. We have some young ladies that play all the way up through age 9. Absolutely. They don't want to play softball. They want to play baseball.
What happens then after that, though?
You know what? If they wanted to play baseball, they could continue to, but the majority of the young ladies at that point flip over to softball at that age.
Okay. You know, Brian, that kind of opens up a can of worms. What happens if a boy would like to play softball?
Well, I don't run softball. I like to think that if that were the case, they would allow them to if they wanted to do that, but that's something that's not up to me. Because it's not my division.
But is that something that the high school has, because I know you know about high school sports as well, is that something that they've thought about?
You know, I'm not really sure. That's under the Minnesota State High School League rules, and I don't know what the rule is on that. I honestly do not. It's not something it's ever come up with me, because the age group that I work with, I don't know what they do in terms of that when it gets to the high school level. It's a great question, though.
Right.
Maybe I'll ask Tuck about that. He might know.
Tuck might know.
Tuck might know.
Yes, absolutely. Because I know they let some girls wrestle. I know they let some girls on the football team, not here, but, you know, as kickers and stuff on the football team. And I'm just curious to know. I mean, I think that's great. But what happens if the flip side, if a boy would like to join the girls' tennis team?
I know it's been taken up by other communities, and there's been varying decisions about that, but I don't know that we've ever had to take it on here. Mm-hmm. Only there's a come up. The only thing I know, we've got a young lady wrestling right now, and apparently she's really good. And we had years ago, we had a young lady that played football all the way through eighth grade on the middle school football team. So I know we've done it certainly from time to time. And then those, she determined on her own at ninth grade that because of the weight distribution, it just wasn't going to be viable for her to continue playing, but she would have if she could have. So we've allowed it in the past. So
interesting questions.
Yeah.
Yes. What else is going on, please?
Well, other than obviously the baseball stuff I mentioned, and we'll do a little indoor. It's all indoors, by the way, for now, because we don't know when we're going to get outside.
And what is your determine? Is it temperature? Is it the field conditions?
It's field conditions, because as the snow out, then you end up with a situation where you've got mud and slop, and then Parks and Rec will not allow us to get on fields for a while.
Okay.
So we usually wait that out because we know it's going to take some time.
So who makes all that decision?
Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
They make a decision on that. If it's YMCA owned property, we can make our own decision, but typically we follow the lead of Parks and Rec for the most part. So we start out these programs knowing that we'll be inside for at least the first half, and we prepare ourselves for that. So we'll do that, and we'll do things that are indoors, like soccer on Saturdays will be indoors, ages 4th through 1st grade. That'll be on Saturday mornings.
That's
indoors again.
Can I tell
which
you?
Is a hoot.
Wherever the ball is, the whole team is.
It's so
sometimes
true.
Even the goalie.
That's so true. Isn't that the truth? So, you know, we will battle through that, and we'll still keep our gymnastics classes going, and that's of course indoors all the time anyway. Some gymnastics, that's an easy one to do, and we've got that broken down into very small groups. We had a larger group this last session. It was a little chaotic, so I decided to break it down into smaller age groups with smaller cohorts of kids so that they could really get some good individualized attention from our coaches, who, by the way, are former junior Olympic competitors, which
what?
Is kind of neat.
Where'd you get them?
Oh, they're at the high school.
Nice.
You just got nowhere to look.
That's awesome.
We still have volleyball for 8 to 12-year-olds. So we've got the volleyball going. We have two varsity volleyball players to coach that. So we've got the right people in the right places who know what they're doing.
And it's nice when you have somebody that is currently playing or that these kids can look up to.
Yes. Yes. The high schoolers are heroes to them. And the one thing I always want parents to know, because sometimes they don't realize this, is a lot of times they'll see a high schooler coaching their kids and they'll wonder about that high schooler. And the reality is this: oftentimes with these high schoolers, they have forgotten more than any of us will ever know about the sport. Just because they're 17 or 18 year old doesn't mean they're incapable, because I could bring to you a 45 year old mom or dad who knows nothing about what these high schoolers do. So it's something that we always have to bear in mind. So when we're hiring, we try to be mindful of that.
I love that. What else, Brian?
Well, you know what? We've got summer camp coming up.
Summer camp is one of my favorite things. Tell us all about it.
And we are in what they call Rally Days right now. And Rally Days is a discounted period of time where you can get a $15 discount on your registrations for either Summer Power, which is our everyday, if you will, camp, which it takes place right at the Y. They do different activities during the day, and they go on a lot of field trips.
And is that a drop-in one?
Yeah, Summer Power is a little bit more of a drop-in design. You can pick as many days a week as you want. We prefer for you to register in advance.
Of course.
But if you're already in the system, it's a lot more flexible. Unlike Summer Sports Camp and in Camp Spring Lake, those are ones that you register for way in advance. In fact, Spring Lake is filling up fast. Their specialty camps are almost full.
Well, because they're so great.
They're amazing. Amy Rowan does an incredible job with
does.
That program. So they've got that going on. And then, of course, we've got, again, Summer Power and then Summer Sports Camp as well.
So Summer Power is explain it again. What's the earliest we can drop kiddos off?
You can drop off kids at 6:30 a.m.
And then they have
Power.
Every day is different. There's something going on every day.
Every
for
day,
them.
They're if they're not doing, like I said, they're always on a field trip. Seems like they go on a lot of field trips where they have a pool day, or they maybe have a day where they actually stay back and they actually just play games all day. But they're always doing something. They're very busy and active. They keep
and
moving.
And that goes how late?
You can pick up a child as late as 6 p.m. on any given day.
So for that, you can actually go online, and there's a calendar, I think, isn't
yes.
there, where you can see what's the different days. What is the age group of that, please?
Summer Power, I'm looking right here, it starts at kindergarten and goes through sixth grade.
Okay, so that's a great option
and it's
for
all
parents.
Summer long. And bear in mind, we've got a very special situation this year where we are starting school before Labor Day.
I heard that. It's terrible news. I'm sorry, but psychologically, it's just terrible news.
I know.
I get it that Labor Day is super late.
It's super late, and there's different considerations in terms of some of the projects we've got going on in town and stuff like that, so...
All right. Well, I'm glad you broke the news to the kids so they can boo you when they see you.
Exactly. That's okay. You know, they reach out to me every now and then. I do hear from kids every now and then.
Yeah, that is a big fat bummer, but hopefully it'll go back to normal next year.
It will.
What else, please?
So we've got birthday parties, of course. They're still booking birthday parties like crazy.
Well, tell us about that, because as you mentioned, the weather is still kind of questionable.
Yeah, it's definitely questionable.
If you want to do something outside, and it is nice to get kids together for a birthday party or for any kind of a party. I know it's not just birthdays. People come for showers or, you know.
Yeah, you can rent the room. You can just do a room rental if you want to. Rent the community room and use it for something else. For the birthday parties, of course, it's tied into either gym time or pool time. Things like that. Some decorating goes on our part if it's a birthday party. And there's three different ones they can choose from.
Let's hear about them.
Well, we've got the basic pool two-hour party, which is 1 hour in the room and 1 hour in the pool. And then we've got an activity party, which is a two-hour party, which is a one-hour room with 1 hour of activity. So it's typically in the gym doing something along those lines.
And they have those crazy carts I know kids love to go on.
They've got scooters and parachute games, and they can do shrink art or a dance party. There's a bounce house. There's the Gaga Pit. We don't use the Gaga Pit a lot, but the bounce house is quite popular.
And for those parties, you actually provide the people to chaperone.
Right. We have people that kind of oversee it. The parents, you know, stick around, but we do have someone in charge of the party who makes sure that the parents are getting what they need and getting things set up for them. So when they come in, balloons are up, they've got like nice little tablecloths, and the rooms are set up for them and it's ready to go.
And
when they get there.
For the pool parties, you have a lifeguard.
Yes. We always make sure we've got a lifeguard. If it turns out it's a really big pool party, we let aquatics know in advance. And then there's two lifeguards because we have to stay within certain ratios for safety reasons.
Nice. So those are great options. And how can people go about booking that? You don't have to be a Y member, is that
No,
true?
You don't. There's a member and a non-member pricing for everything. And all they have to do is consult with Melissa Jackson at 651-319-8024. Or melissa.jackson@ymcamn.org. And she'll call them and get it set up. And her crew does a really good job with those birthday parties.
So fun for families, too. You don't have to even think about it.
Nope.
Send out an invite and boom, you're done. No cleanup. No.
Nope.
Pretty
no.
nice.
No, we'll clean up the cake that's all over the floor.
Yeah.
The young ones tend to miss their mouths a lot.
I also know that you do something called Parents' Night Out. Do you have any of those coming up?
So Parents' Night Out, the next one coming up is on May 9th. And those typically go from 4 to 8 o'clock. And it's an opportunity for parents to they register in advance. And it's a great opportunity for parents to get out.
They have a night out.
Create a date night, yeah.
Right.
I mean, create a drop off the kids, create a date night. The kids are engaged in activities. We feed them. And it's really a nice opportunity to just get away and...
How well attended are those?
You know, it's great. They're fairly well attended, but the nicest thing about it is usually a small group of kids. So it's a very manageable group of kids. Typically, we'll get 10 to 12, which is a really nice number. It's not overwhelming. It's not crazy like a youth night. It's very, very small and intimate, and I think that works out really, really well. So they know their kids are going to get well taken care of, and they'll get some good individualized attention, have some fun with the other kids, and do some projects and things like that. And meanwhile, you're out having dinner or whatever. It's kind of nice.
So what does the night look like during that four-hour period?
You know, typically what they will do is they'll come up with some activity. So it may be a movie they watch, or they'll do crafts, they may play games, and then they'll take a break, and they'll have some pizza or something like that. Usually pizza's brought in. And then they'll resume to the movie, or they'll go back to another game or another craft. It kind of depends on what the children want to do. We let them drive it and kind of they create the narrative for themselves that night. What do you guys want to do tonight? You know, that kind of thing. And typically the kids like it. And like I said, the parents get to get away for a couple hours, which is nice.
It is really nice. So tell us the dates of those, please.
So May 9th is the next one. And then there's one on October 10th because we always skip the summer. And there'll be one on December 12th. So one per quarter, basically. Where the parents can get in there and have some fun and just chill out. And if you have three or more kids, you start to get a discount for volume.
Oh, tell us about that.
Okay, so if you register the third or more children, it goes down to $10 a member as opposed to $15. So that's kind of nice to just get that little bit of a price break.
It is. And it's a wonderful opportunity for kids to go out and do something fun themselves while the parents are doing something fun.
Exactly.
So that's nice. And again, all of this, we can call and make a reservation.
Yep. All you got to do is give Melissa a call and check it out, and she'll get you all set up.
Brian, we just have a little bit of time left. Tell us what else you'd like to fill our listeners in on.
Well, I want to make sure that people know that first and foremost, we've got a lot of great things going on at the YMCA each and every day. We do lots of great programs for our senior circuit, and it's just so much fun seeing them every morning. I got to tell you, it's so much fun seeing them. And so we've got our pickleballers that are in there on, I believe it's on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday? No. Is it Monday and Tuesday? A couple of days a week, and then Wednesday evening, 6 to 8. And we've got what we call Forever Well programs that take place Monday through Friday from 9 to 11:30. There's always a class in the gym that people can attend and hang out and do that, which is, like I said, it's wonderful seeing all those folks, and I get to chat with them, and every now and then on their way in and out, I'll try to catch them and say hello and things like that. We also have, of course, our swimming programs. Our lessons are always going. The kids are, you know, coming in and they're learning how to swim and they're overcoming fear of the water, which is really important.
And those are group and individual?
Yes, you can do either a private or a group lesson, depending on what it is that you prefer. And we really try to meet the kids where they're at. One thing I always want to encourage parents to do is that there's special things that your children need. If they have different ways that they interact better with adults, if there's things that are important to them that we need to know about, please let us know. The more the parents let us know up front, the more effective we can be for your children.
And that's something where you could call and sign up and have your own individual lesson start soon. You don't have to wait till a certain time.
Exactly. You can get yourself set up for that, and then Lauren, who's our aquatics director, will help get them lined up with the timing. We'll get it set up, and sometimes you can even request an instructor, depending on if there's someone that you really like, and that type of thing.
Be nice to get that going now before summer hits.
Absolutely, because, you know, we've got a lot of lakes, right?
We do, Brian.
We have a lot of lakes. Now, I don't know if it's 10,000 lakes. That's what they say. I think it's more like 7,000 lakes, maybe a few retaining ponds. I don't know. There's
maybe
actually
10,000. Maybe this summer we can drive around and try to start counting.
That'd be fun.
Wouldn't that be a fun summer project?
Oh, my God.
That'd
be, we could have a little like podcast and everything while we're doing that.
Brian, let's tell Dan. I like how you think.
I know, right? Fun stuff.
I'll think of a name for it.
But we're having a good time at the Y. We really are, and we're a big family, and we want everybody to come in and feel like they're part of the family, too.
And you can join the family at any time.
Absolutely. Come on in and get yourself a membership. John is one of our membership guys, and Melissa's the other person who kind of helps out with that. And you just come on in, you'll be welcome with open arms. And they will come up with a price point that fits your budget. I don't want people to think that, oh, I can't afford it. Come in and talk to us. We want people in there working out, so we'll make it work. Just come in and give us a little holler and chat. I do the same thing with my sports programs. There'll never be a child in this town that doesn't get to play a sport because of money. I won't let it happen.
Brian, great to see you.
You too.
We want to thank our guest today, Brian Davis of the Hastings Area YMCA. And if people do want to call the Y, how could they do that, please?
Give us a call at 651-480-8887.
Wonderful. Great to see you. And you are listening to another edition of Community In Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA. In Hastings.